Welcome to the PresbyCan Daily Devotional Podcast for Saturday, November the 2nd, 2013, entitled A Glimpse of Heaven, written by Gloria Coffey of Princeton, West Virginia, USA, and based on Revelation chapter 4, verse 8b in the New King James Version. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Just think how much more pleasant the world would be if we really thought about what heaven is like and what we will be doing after we arrive there. The Bible tells us what will happen to those who do not go to heaven, but also gives to us who love the Lord a glimpse of what we will see, do, and eat in heaven. What an exciting and glorious time that will be. Just think about spending forever with our precious Lord. It's really hard for me to fathom, to close my eyes and imagine for a few minutes what heaven will be. A few years ago, when I was a beginning quilter, I was sitting in church as our pastor was teaching a series on Revelation. When he read from Revelation chapter 4, I saw a quilt unfolding with an awesome scene. I felt as if I were bowed low at the feet of our Savior, sitting on the throne, with the four creatures flying around and the 24 elders sitting with robes of white and crowns of gold, and all in heaven were saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. There was an emerald rainbow encircling the throne, and the one who sat on the throne was like jasper and carnelian. Flashes of lightning and thunder came from the throne, and there were seven blazing lamps and a crystal sea before the throne. That sounds like a lot of things happening, but when I think of this passage, I like to close my eyes and envision God sitting on his throne, and all I can do is fall on my face to worship my God and Savior. I cannot actually see him because he radiates such immense, brilliant light, but I know he is there, and I can feel his perfect love for me. My heart bursts with joy. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11 in the New International Version reads, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Yes, every time I think of that scripture, I get carried away. After arguing with God during the message, telling God that I was just a beginner quilter and that I had to have a pattern, God won and told me to make the quilt one step at a time. As our minister read Revelation chapter 4, I saw exactly how God wanted this quilt. I undertook the task of making this quilt. A year and a half later, the quilt was completed. It was a struggle for me most of the way, but in the end, it was certainly worth the effort. God's promises always come true. We just have to be willing vessels. Let us pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we pray that you will help us always to do what you ask us to do, and that we will be willing vessels. Thank you for the promise of heaven, and for allowing us to spend eternity with you. Holy, holy, holy is your name. Amen.